The so-called Colorado roadless rule is coming under fire. Critics say it won't offer the same protections for national forest lands in the state as federal policy. The National Roadless Area Conservation Rule has been upheld in two federal appeals court rulings, but Colorado is still pursuing its own plan for roads in national forest lands. Today, groups representing sportsmen, the outdoors industry, and conservationists are speaking out in opposition to the Colorado plan. Nick Payne is with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership. His group joined with the Outdoor Industry Association to take out an ad in today's Denver Post asking that the state follow federal policy and offer better protections for key wildlife habitats.
What we really want to see is that these areas are kept intact as they are. We don't want to see new development that fragments some of these habitats.
The State Department of Natural Resources contends that the Colorado rule is preferable because it takes into account local environmental and economic considerations. Colorado's draft plan is currently under review by the U.S. Forest Service. A decision is expected within weeks. Mike Anderson is an attorney with the Wilderness Society. He says the Colorado roadless rule was developed when it wasn't certain that the federal roadless rule would be upheld in the courts.
If Colorado were to adopt its own roadless rule, that would create its own new set of uncertainties. There could be potentially years of litigation and legal uncertainty about the Colorado roadless rule.
He says the upshot could be a patchwork of similar rules in other localities, the kind of situation the national roadless rule was designed to fix. For the Colorado News Connection, I'm Kathleen Ryan reporting.